This lawsuit is getting pretty interesting, involving Horatio Sands, Dean, and he grew up, he wasn't born here, but he grew up in the Humboldt Park neighborhood of Chicago, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I remember, I mean, he's been here at WGN-TV several times, and he was giddy to be in the same building that gave us Bozo, Garfield, Goose,
yeah,
and Ray Rayner. Take me to the Bozo studio. I want to see the Bozo studio. But, yeah, he's got other things to worry about right now because there was a lawsuit that was filed last year by an anonymous woman who accuses Horatio Sands, formerly of SNL, of sexually assaulting and grooming her when she was a teenager in the early 2000s. The lawsuit is quite specific and pretty graphic, so I'm going to pass on the details, but she said that there was an SNL after party in which things were done to her. But now, why it's back in the news again today is that she has asked a judge to also include Jimmy Fallon, SNL creator Lorne Michaels, and Tracy Morgan in the sexual assault lawsuit, saying that they enabled Horatio Sands to commit the alleged assault, allowing so she is trying to sue both the abusers and the enablers, as she is putting it. So we'll see what the judge says, if he allows this, number one, and if suddenly these other pretty big names are you know, then involved in a sexual assault allegation.
So in this suit, is she alleging that these others named just allowed it to happen? In other words, did nothing to stop it?
Did nothing to stop it, and maybe even set up so it could happen.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're not being overly specific about the extent to which Fallon and Morgan and Michaels were involved. But, you know, it was an underage woman, underage girl. And, you know, the lawsuit says that she was both sexually assaulted and the others enabled it to happen.
Meanwhile, Gary Busey is denying the sex charges leveled against him, isn't
he? Yeah, he's had, you know, allegations from just this past week. In which, you know, he was charged with a sexual assault at a monster convention, horror convention that was taking place in New Jersey. And he yesterday vehemently denied that anything happens and said he's going to fight it right up until the end. Says it's completely not true.
Want to talk about actual entertainment instead of
crime stories?
Avatar's coming back. Tell us about that.
I wish I had a good lawsuit to tell you about this. I'm afraid I don't. This you know, the long awaited sequel to Avatar is right around the corner. The original Avatar from 2016, I believe it was one of the biggest motion pictures of all time, remains one of the biggest motion pictures of all time. And the new movie, the sequel, is expected to be out in December. Disney, that owns it all, says that they're going to put the original Avatar back in theaters starting on September 28th so people can see it on big screen, which is definitely the way to see the original Avatar movie, as big a screen as you can possibly find to see it. It's just overwhelmingly beautiful. Originally, they were going to put it on Disney Plus as well, but they also announced that they're going to hold off on Disney Plus for now, and it probably will be going to Disney Plus, the original movie, onto the streaming service once the new movie is out, which will be sometime in December.
So has Larry David finally officially said he's going to do more curbs?
Yeah, this is pretty uncharacteristic for him to announce so quickly. Usually it takes a couple of years, and they made the official announcement yesterday, but I loved his statement. You know, they asked him, you know, how he felt about it all, and he said, in researching this multifaceted, multi-talented man, I discovered that he speaks six languages, brines his own pickles, and spearheads a national movement to install a bidet in every home. that I've also been told from numerous sources that he is the most generous of lovers. I will do my best to portray this character again for another season.
Perfect.
So it's just the way you want Larry David. He'll be back along with Chicago's own Jeff Garlin and the always foul-mouthed Susie Essman.
Yep.
Comedian J.B. Smooth is going to be back. Cheryl Hines is going to be back. They have not said when season 12 will be on the air yet, but... just good to know that it's going to happen. It's one of my, always has been one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, we love that. So we're going to get a new guest star on Only Murders in the Building, huh?
Well, it looks like it might be more than just a guest star. Yesterday they announced that Paul Rudd is going to be joining Only Murders in the Building. It's one of the hottest shows on television with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. So they haven't said if he's just going to be, you know, do a one-time guest shot or occasional guest shot or be a series regular. Or remember how he was on Friends, where he wasn't all the time, but he was kind of a recurring character that, you know, was always there, turning out to be Phoebe's husband. So, you know, we'll have to wait until season three and to see the extent of his involvement. Paul Rudd, of course, is the reigning People magazine sexiest man alive.
Yes, he is.
Like I have to tell you, Bob.
What's new on the stream?
Well, we've got this, you know, the hottest show on the stream right now is this new Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragons. It dropped this past Friday. Episode one is on HBO right now, and it follows the members of the House of Targaryen 200 years before the events of Game of Thrones. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, I think you'll be interested in all this. There's a new limited series that's called Mike that follows the rise and fall and then the career resurrection of heavyweight boxing champ Mike Tyson. Tyson doesn't play himself in this. It's another actor, young actor, that plays Mike Tyson, but streaming for this will begin tomorrow. We also have Jason Momoa's futuristic fantasy series that's called C, starting its third and final season on Apple TV Plus on Friday. The Star Trek spinoff, animated Star Trek spinoff, Star Trek Lower Decks, returns to Paramount Plus starting tomorrow. And let me see here. For new movies, we've got what looks like a funny one. I haven't watched it yet, but it's Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart, kind of an odd couple buddy comedy called Me Time. Hart is a dad who gets roped into an old high school friend's wild weekend when his family takes a vacation without him, you know, and hijinks, of course, ensue. That's going to be on Netflix starting on Friday. Sylvester Stallone's in a new movie that's called Samaritan, about a long-lost superhero who's now cleaning the streets undercover as a garbage man, until a neighborhood boy discovers his secret. A couple of interesting documentaries. One of them is the true story of how actor Ryan Reynolds and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia's Rob McElhenney bought a struggling Welsh soccer club, a football club. And it's the story about them, you know, getting into this kind of nightmare situation with this failing team. It's called Welcome to Wrexham, and that will debut on Hulu starting tomorrow. We've got a documentary called Katrina Babies that follows the aftermath of families who now, you know, who had children during Katrina. The kids are now much older, and these kids, for the most part, were displaced by the events of this horrific tragedy. That's on HBO Max starting right now. And Bill Nye the Science Guy is back, this time explaining the science behind potential apocalyptic disasters. Always a topic you want to
boys and girls will love that.
Boys and girls love their apocalyptic disasters. Everybody knows that. But it's the science behind, you know, what could happen if the worst happens, I guess, and how to avoid it all. It's called The End Is Nigh, N-Y-E, mm-hmm. And that debuts on the Peacock streaming platform starting tomorrow.
We went to the movies over the weekend and saw Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, wow. Nice choice.
Yeah. I love the chick flicks, Dean. But you know what? My wife, she read the book. I didn't. And she liked it a lot. And I, there are a couple of flaws, I think. It seems like they got three quarters of the way through the movie and realized, uh-oh, it's too long, so we'll make the last part really short.
Yeah.
But it's still a great story.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely, lovely movie. Don't be put off by the fact that... It is a chick flick.
Yeah, no, I like that.
It's just a nice, story with beautiful characters. It's beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. You know, just the whole thing. If you're looking, I always say if you're looking for something that doesn't have, a Marvel superhero in it, or
no car crashes or laser beams.
Exactly. there are a few movies out there that have just really nice stories, and that definitely is one of them. Good for you for going to the theater. How crowded was the theater?
It was pretty empty. It was late Friday night. It was pretty empty, I have to say. But
now, the movie's been out for a while, so I mean, that may be part of it. But
sure,
the movie theaters are being occupied by younger people who are going to see those Marvel movies and car crashes and superheroes, and that's where they're making their money right now. So good for you for going.
Well, what a concept, a good story and a good script. What are you cooking on TV later?
Well, if anyone has a home garden, I can guarantee right now that their kitchen counters are filled with tomatoes. That you put in a few tomato plants and they all come in right around now, and suddenly you've got more tomatoes than you know what to do with. And people do different things with them. A lot of people can them and freeze them, and so they have stuff for wintertime. But I've got a few recipes of things to do with fresh tomatoes, a couple of salad ideas, a nice pasta idea. Got some interesting things. If you've got tomatoes, I've got the recipe for you today.
You get a good tomato, especially at a farmer's market, and they're still going on, and all you need is a little salt, maybe, and you can, it's good, have it like an apple, right?
It's the best. I did not put in my tomato plants this year. I was having some work done in my backyard, so my garden area was filled with outdoor furniture. And I guess my neighbors are feeling sorry for me, so they said, "Do you want some tomatoes from our yard?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course." And they gave me some tomatoes, and I made a caprese salad with just fresh tomatoes, like you said, a little bit of salt. Mm-hmm. I had some burrata cheese that was right in the middle of it all, some fresh basil. And that could be just a meal all by itself.
Yeah, I had my tomatoes in the form of a sauce on an entire pizza that I ate last night. So there's that too.
Pizza.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.